I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
The worst way to start an episode. Well, no, there's worse ways I could think of.
No, I mean, I'm here, so that's pretty bad.
This is true.
Oh.
No, I mean that you are here. So this is pretty bad. And now we can't hear Josh. It just got better.
Really?
Now I can hear you. Well, I saw your mouth moving. Unless, is this mime class? Are we taking mime lessons?
I mean, I've been hanging out with Mr. Mime.
Really? Mr. Mime, you're cutting out a lot, Josh.
Damn it. I think it's my left earpiece. Is that better?
Yeah, it's actually significantly better.
Motherfucker.
What, your earpods?
Yeah, there's something wrong with my earpods.
That's not I would tell you not to buy a pair of AirPods, but I'm clearly the worst the worst influence. But check out this cool AirPod case I got from my AirPods.
That's awesome.
Look at mine.
Oh, that one's cool. I almost got one that was Darth Vader.
Nice.
I didn't know you could accessorize so much with AirPods.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of want some now just to accessorize.
I say this fully knowing that I am a sucker for any and all Apple products. But I was like, I don't need AirPods. My phone comes with earbuds. Even on the off chance that I ever even use them, because I never need to. Because the only time I listen to music from my phone is whenever I'm driving in my car, and that just hooks up to my car. So I don't fucking need them. And then I used Chelsea's once, and I'm like, okay, I need them. In my defense, I used hers for a week as I was working from home, and she was also home on vacation, so I was using them. So like the FaceTime calls and the Zoom meetings that I was in wouldn't wake her up. And then I was like, this is very convenient. So I went out and I bought a pair.
Like, I like the wireless earbuds just because I work out and shit, right? And I've not had any that fucking last. And
did you see my tweet
awesome.
Yesterday? It was either yesterday or the day before when I got my case. It came with the most useless accessory, and it came with a cord to plug in your AirPods.
That's precisely why I fucking bought them, to get rid of shit like that.
Jake,
what the fuck is wrong with people? Jake, talk.
I would use the shit out of that. Let me tell you why. I know I'm in the minority here, so what? It was just a little dongle that connects them, right?
Yeah.
So, again, I know I'm in the minority here, but when I'm at work on the golf course, I only get the Bluetooth earbuds that are hooked together with the cord somehow because, and again, it's just me, I have to do a lot of listening for, like, if someone's yelling four and a golf ball's heading my direction. So I will
hit you and hit you in the thigh.
Exactly. So I'll pop one out and let it hang instead of popping one out and putting it in my pocket or something.
But you pop it out and put it back in the case.
You have a case. Two, at that point, just fucking use your earbuds because they're already on a cord. Like, what the fuck?
Well, but that's what yes, that's why I have the ones I have. You're not wrong.
Right. But what I'm talking about is the ones that plug in your phone. Like, you already have them.
No, because then my ears are tied to my pockets, and I do not like that. But I like just have the ability to do... This is what I do. I'm going to watch this for the YouTube. I do this. When the golfer passes,
do we have YouTube viewers?
All three of them.
So... I gotta tell you guys about the domestic dispute in the room next door.
Okay.
For a second, I forgot that you were staying at a hotel. You're talking about your house.
I'm not going to burst into Robbie's room tonight and attack him. That would be awesome, though. So, it was Friday night and Saturday night, I think. No. Thursday night and Saturday, Friday night. His room next door was just fucking fighting. You could hear a woman yelling and being belligerent and smacking her man around. And it was all night fucking long. Didn't sleep. Yikes. Friday, same thing. You know, and just because of the kind of climate, law enforcement in the world right now, I wasn't willing to call the cops because things were going to escalate really fast.
Yeah.
So I went out to the hallway and I was debating whether or not to knock on their door and say, hey, y'all need to calm the fuck down. But I'm sitting there listening to their fight. She was losing her shit and screaming at the top of her lungs, who the fuck put salt in the salt shaker?
What?
And was losing her shit. So I'm in a suite. We have a little 2-burner stove and all that shit, dishwasher and all that.
Daddy Warbucks over here.
They have salt shakers. And they're filled with the salt packets.
What?
That's pretty common. Every suite I've stayed in the last 3 years, this is common. This is normal. You can't fill this full of fucking salt because fucking people can tamper with it, you know?
That's a good point, sure. Yes.
So, she was freaking the fuck out because either there's packets in the salt shaker or her man was dumping the fucking emptying the packets out into the salt shaker, but she was freaking the fuck out, screaming at the top of her lungs, who the fuck put salt in the salt shaker? And it was... I just came back to the room laughing my ass off.
Now, let me just... She was yelling that all night? I feel like at some point...
For a good 20 minutes.
I feel like after a good 20 seconds, she should have had an answer.
Well, he was really kind. One was fucking blitzed. And homeboy, I could hear him going, baby, calm down, baby. You know?
What are you recording on right now? Are you on your computer?
iPad.
Okay, good. Even better. I need you to pick it up, go to their door, and knock on it. I need to talk to these people.
They already checked out.
Don't make up excuses.
No, they checked out.
Who's next door right now? Go see if they have salt in their salt shaker.
It's empty right now.
Oh, my hell. The salt shaker is?
Yeah, well, yeah. Someone put salt in it.
But those bastards.
I lost one of those the other day.
I'll bring you one.
Son of a bitch. You know, I think there's a woman to blame.
Usually
no,
is.
No, it's my own damn fault.
I like that. I like how that worked.
I like how we're all taking time to critique and acknowledge our joke that we just started.
that fucking worked out really well.
It was really well. Hey guys, we knocked that one out of the park. Josh, cheers.
Accidental buffet.
Oh shit! I just buffet all over the place.
I mean, I did that earlier. I'm staying in a hotel.
Are we sellouts now?
No, he is, though.
Hold on. First off, I have bills to pay, motherfucker. Second off, are we just going to skip the fact that Josh said he buffeted all over his hotel room?
I mean, as long as it was not in the salt shaker, I'm fine with it.
Well, that's why the salt's in individual packets, so I don't fucking buffet all over the salt.
I mean... If you brought a black light into my room, it'd look like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Fucking.
Jake, you know, I think we had a good thing going and we fucked it up.
Wait, what, Jordan?
I said, I think we had a good thing going and then we fucked it up.
I'm confused. When was the good thing? I agree with the second half. Hold on. No, Josh, did you say Thomas Kincaid?
Yeah. Painter of light.
Yeah, but like, it's not abstract.
No. Oh, good point. Yeah.
If I could jizz a Thomas Kincaid painting, I'd be famous.
Have you tried?
Wait. That would take some skill.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, wait, hold on. Like, in one go, or are you like...
Or is it a work of art, man? It takes time.
So, like, wait. So, like, he gets his first round, then he's got to wait, like, 30 minutes to an hour. Like, at that point, your motivation just goes down.
You got to have lots of water, man.
Yeah, but...
Second time's not going to be as powerful as the first.
Right? Those refractory periods will get you.
Well, yeah, but you need to stay hydrated, man.
That's not going to increase the protein packets in the nethers. This is the weirdest way I could have said that.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, now you're weirded out? Shut up, Josh.
No, I'm just weirded out at the verbiage.
So, anyway, I have some paintings up on eBay. If anyone wants them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
This took a hard right turn.
It took a hard something.
It sure did.
Hard right turn right into the fucking wall.
Yeah. Again, I don't want to get into specifics, but yes. I call it the easel, but... Here nor there. Oh, well, how is everybody?
Well, you know, I watched The Patriot today, and I really wish I hadn't.
Watched what?
Yeah, I wish you hadn't either.
It's such a horrible fucking movie. Like, the action scenes.
Not at all historically accurate.
No, not at all. And like, it's such... The whole fucking scene where he's charging at the bad guy with the American flag and fucking stabs the horse with the flagstaff. It's like, what the fuck? This is like straight out of fucking Family Guy. You know, this is some American Dad fucking bullshit. And no, it's a Mel Gibson movie.
Didn't a German make that movie?
I'll look it up. I do know that here in Georgia that it is a required viewing for, I think, the 11th grade history course.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, because every time around, like, September and October, you get a lot of people coming in the store looking for that movie because they have to watch it for school. And I remember I had to watch it whenever I was in high school, and in fairness, like, you know, chalk it up to the sins of youth. Like, I enjoyed it whenever I saw it. I'm like, this is cool. And then, like, when I got to college, I was like, oh, this is all wrong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's got a few memorable characters, and the characters.
Roland Emmerich. Minor. Holy shit. It was directed by Roland Emmerich.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know that.
It's just as historically accurate as all of his other movies.
It is like all of his other movies, a disaster.
Like, so he made Godzilla 98, but he did not like Godzilla, so he made his own version of it. I feel like he didn't like American history either, so he just made his own version of it.
Well, and it's like, that's one of the first things that kind of pissed me off when they take the plantation workers and. And, you know, there's the bad guy saying all slaves who fight for the Union, for the British Army will be freed at the end of this. And they're like, well, but we're free men. I'm just like, yeah, this is the South. They weren't. You know, it's just like trying to be politically correct in a period movie like that. It's like, fucking don't. Don't whitewash this shit.
Yeah.
That was my first thought with that one.
Whitewash the whitewashed history.
Yeah, right. You know, and it's just... It's like the whole fucking movie is just a goddamn disaster.
Yeah, that's
And the guy that plays General Cornwallis, he's a really good actor. I like him. I saw him.
That was what's his face?
I can't remember what.
He was didn't he play Falcone in the Batman movies?
Yes.
The Christian Bale Batman movies?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't remember his name. Hold on.
I'm on it. Tom Wilkinson.
Wilkinson, that's it.
Yeah.
He's good stuff.
Yeah, he is good. And I'm trying to remember what else I've seen him in that was really good.
Yeah, he was in one recently that I really liked.
I mean, he's really in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
And then, the main bad guy.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a
Jason Isaacs.
Yeah.
He was Malfoy's dad in the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
He was in the Lord of the Rings too.
Oh, no, he wasn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're thinking.
I don't know. I feel like everybody was in Lord of the Rings, so double check that.
I mean, I know.
Wait, what? No, you weren't.
What? Prove it.
No, that's not how burden of proof works.
Wait.
Yeah, he was not in Lord of the Rings. You're thinking of the main elf or dwarf from the Hobbit movies, which is also not him.
Fuck. He was in some kind of fantasy type movie, though, wasn't he?
Something like Harry Potter?
Harry Potter?
I've never seen Harry Potter.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
It's kind of sound like you have.
What's his name again?
I have.
Jason Isaacs.
Jason Isaacs.
He was in Star Wars Rebels. So that's
cool.
He was
in Rebels?
Yeah, he was the Inquisitor.
He was in Dragonheart.
Yeah, I knew that.
Hey, we are not talking about Dragonheart. Cool. Apparently, he's in Scoob as Dick Dastardly. Which now I need to see that movie even more.
I don't want
to
watch that movie.
I don't want to watch that movie. It just looks like garbage.
I don't want to watch it, not because, like, I think it'll be fine, but, and I try not to be one of those people that are like, this is different, I don't like it, but, man, how are you going to retcon that entire voice cast and keep Frank Welker and not have Frank Welker voice the one original character that he's been voicing since 1969 and just give him Scooby-Doo?
That's right.
That's the part I didn't understand.
Black Hawk.
To be fair, he does voice Scooby-Doo. Like, he's been the voice of Scooby-Doo for decades, only because Don Messick passed away. But since day one, he has been the one consistent voice for Fred.
He's done Fred in other things that Fred is, like Family Guy or Robot Chicken or something. He's come on board and done the voice of Fred.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So now there's finally a Scooby-Doo movie. And he didn't do the voice of Fred. Of course, he didn't do the voice of Fred in the live-action movies either. And those were fine.
So, what's his name doing the voice of Shaggy, though?
Nope.
The guy that did it in the live-action movie.
Matthew Miller?
Yeah.
Nope. I literally just said that Frank Welker is the only person doing the voice.
But, like, let's see. I was fine with the Shaggy. It was Will Forte. I like Will Forte.
Yeah.
So, I'm still on board with this movie. I want to see it really bad.
Yeah.
Amanda Seyfried as Daphne? That's a good casting. Yeah. I'll give you guys a full review. Hey, you know what I watched and you guys should be watching?
What's that?
Have you watched the Disney Gallery episodes on The Mandalorian?
Yes.
I watched the first one and it was fantastic.
I watched all three.
I watched I didn't watch the third one. I've seen the first two.
It's so interesting just what goes on behind the scenes. Like, holy crap.
I like the digital screen movie set. It's really
cool. Yeah, that was cool.
But yeah, so I watched the first episode of that. After we're done recording here, I'm going to go watch the second episode. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I love behind the scenes things. And so the first episode is all about the directors and the different directors.
Yeah.
Man,
that was super interesting. I did not know that about the show.
I like what really caught me was when Bryce Dallas Howard was talking about her episode, and it didn't mention this in the show, but her episode was clearly based on the Seven Samurai. And she told the story about when she was 5, she went with her dad, Ron Howard, to a meeting with Kurosawa. Like, she technically met him. I mean, she was 5, but yeah, that blew my mind. Like, one of the greatest directors in the history of cinema. And then her episode is based on one of his movies. It was fantastic. And I also thought it was funny how she was glamorizing Jurassic Park when she was 12. And now she's pretty much heading the series. But anyway, yeah, so that's what I've been watching was that. And by been watching, I mean I watched a 30-minute episode. Yeah. And I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's like very interesting, definitely, just to see what's going on.
It also makes me just want to watch The Mandalorian again.
True. Like,
man, that was a good show. So,
yeah. I hope that there's going to be an episode covering the child, like how they managed to do that.
It's a puppet.
Well, yeah, I know that. Like,
it's going to be a short episode.
Just to have a bit more of that in there.
Josh just texted me. He's, If I read his text on the internet, do you think he'll ever listen back and hear this?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Unless we're still on in his earbuds. Yep, we're still on in his earbuds. Anyway, Josh is pooping.
Yeah.
I'm glad he had the decency to put himself on mute. Thanks, Josh. And if you want to say anything, text me and I'll read it. So, yeah. So this week has kind of been a blur for me. I don't really know what I've done between last Monday and today.
Yeah, it's been pretty boring right here because everyone else has been up, like, in, I forgot where, but with my dad, so I've been here alone with dogs.
Having parties, eh?
No, sadly not because of...
It's not true. I drove by the house the other day and there was a huge party going on.
A big smasher.
Raging.
Notice he's not denying it, Jordan. Look at him. He's like, shit.
Oh, God, they found me.
I don't know how, but they found me.
All those drugs you were doing, all that, those lines of blow that you were doing.
Yeah, I don't do fucking drugs.
But he does regular drugs.
That is a bad joke.
Well, maybe if you weren't on so many drugs.
I'm not.
Okay. Anyway, you need to have quieter parties. You're an adult now. And you could get in trouble for that. Just a heads up. You gotta get that out of your system before you turn 18, and time's up for you, man. A while ago. So, and really, if you're gonna do that again, at least have the decency to invite us. Right, Jordan? I would have loved to have gone.
Yeah, I was right here.
Would you have come, though? What? If there was a party?
What did you say?
Would you have come if there was, though?
It's a personal question. Maybe. I don't know. It depends on what kind of party it was. Hey!
I can't, with all honesty, answer that because I wasn't invited to a party.
Hey, speaking of parties... big news from my region of the country this last week. We have moved the state of Utah from orange to yellow. Which sounds
what the
like
hell does that mean?
It's the whole Utah's rating system of dealing with the virus, and yellow is less than orange. Red is real bad. And so, for some reason, our numbers have not declined at all. They've actually gone up, and they've moved from orange to yellow. So that's cool. In the most sarcastic tone possible.
Yeah, so Jordan, when I get home tomorrow, I was thinking about having a party. You want to come over?
Yeah, actually. Thank you for the invite. It's very nice of you.
Yeah. You know, fuck that Robbie guy. Having parties and not inviting anyone.
I didn't have a party. I just stayed home mostly all day.
Oh, did you have your girlfriend over?
I don't have a girlfriend.
Me neither.
It'd be awesome if I did.
Wait.
You didn't go across the street and go fucking play video games with neighbor girl?
Who are you talking to?
Something tells me this is a topic Robbie doesn't want to explore on the on the podcast.
Man, if I had a chance to go play video games with my neighbor, I'd be all over that. Neighbor. She'd probably hear me. It's weird. She's super hot. But like that kind of hot where
she could probably hear me. She's super hot.
I went to play video games with my fucking neighbor here in the hotel. And you know what I found out? Neighbor?
What?
Somebody fucking put salt in the salt shaker.
No, hold on. Back up. Let me talk about my neighbor for a second. She's that kind of hot where, like, when we pass each other outside, I can't make eye contact with her and I panic. Which, I'm just like, oh.
The one making it weird.
Oh, absolutely. Not on purpose. I just don't know how to handle that kind of situation. So, that's a thing that's going on in my life. Feel free to ask me about it any time. I've told you everything.
No.
Hey, when are we going to get into our topic? Because I'm really excited for it.
Right now.
Okay.
What's our topic?
This week. This is very abrupt. But this week, our top four topic for the week of this week is...
Wait.
What?
Did you say the week of this week?
Am I wrong?
I mean, no, you're not. But that's such a weird way of fucking saying it.
Yes.
I don't like it.
The topic, as long as we're hating things, is our most hated fictional characters.
Can Dimitri be on this list?
Son of a bitch.
That's funny.
He was in an interesting video.
Yeah, that video was hilarious.
He's going to make another one in the near future.
Are we putting these videos on YouTube?
Oh, shit. Did we send it to you?
No.
Like the raw video?
Well, I thought Jordan was going to edit it down to make it a little bit better.
Oh, I mean, I still can.
I just thought it was funny.
Well, that's why I was going to have Jordan do it, because he might care a little more.
Well, I thought it was fucking funny.
It was. No, I loved it.
No. I thought the fucking edit points were funny, too.
Wait, that's why I left them there.
There weren't any.
Oh, right.
that's why I thought it was fucking funny.
Anyway, hold on, I'm going to write this down. I have a suspicion what Josh's number one is. But just in case.
Oh, no.
No.
My number one is going to be controversy.
No, I know. It rhymes with Schmeezus, doesn't it?
That's what I wrote down.
Thinking about those fictional characters.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Wow. Man.
Nope, too late. You already have your list. Let's go. Jake, what's your number four?
Number four.
God damn.
All right, we're starting with me. So my number four.
I'll add all that to the honorable mentions.
My number four is... What? Wait, where's my list? Oh, there it is. My number four is a bit of a layup. It's low-hanging fruit. I'd be surprised if it was on your list. I could see it being on Robbie's, but The reason he made my list is because he is the title character of his own show, and that show is Caillou. And Caillou is a piece of shit.
Everybody fucking hates Caillou. Caillou hates Caillou.
I've never seen the show, but apparently, like, doesn't he just whine? Like, isn't that all he does?
Constantly, and then gets his way because he whines. And, like, life itself hates him so bad that life will not allow him to grow hair. That's how bad he is hated. I hate that stupid little bastard.
No, he's fucking annoying.
Yeah. 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 But my saving grace of Caillou is that my kids were never into Caillou. They're like, what? No.
Yeah.
Caillou doesn't blow anything up. What, were your kids into Caillou?
No, fuck no.
I wasn't talking to you, Josh.
Caillou doesn't blow anything up.
Right? Oh.
Yeah, that's got to be a Hess family thing. You know how many forest fires? Never mind.
All right, Josh, what's your number four?
My number four is the entire cast.
Whoa.
Details.
Of what?
Wow, I'm glad we had similar number fours.
VeggieTales. I fucking hate VeggieTales. Every one of them is just a whiny fucking happy-go-lucky bitchy. I fucking hate all of them.
I have to admit, I've never seen a single second of VeggieTales.
You know how many fucking hour-long movies that it took me to realize that it was all about Jesus?
I feel like it should have been the first one.
Yeah, I'm not very bright.
This is true. Wait, so is that it? Okay.
I fucking hate them. I hate every one of them, especially that fucking tomato motherfucker. And then the cucumber. That motherfucking cucumber? He could have been put to way better use than VeggieTales. He could have been in VeggieTales.
Oh, God.
Writing bits now?
Yeah. I'm just fucking testing the waters.
Wow. All right, Robbie, let's see you top that. What's your number four?
Dora the Explorer. She's just fucking annoying.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of hot Dora cosplay lately.
That doesn't mean...
That's because of the new movie that came out.
How the hell are you like Googling Dora cosplay?
Oddly good.
Hold on. There were two different questions.
Watch the fucking movie.
Language. Talking about Dora here.
Yeah, right?
Jordan, what was your cosplay question? That's the one that...
So what the hell is Josh doing Googling Dora cosplay?
No. It just comes up on Reddit.
What Reddit site? Well, never mind. Moving on.
Cosplay.
It's just called cosplay.
I mean, that it's as simple as that, man.
So I like how so far... Three of the four number fours have been kids' cartoons. I do want to point out that that is the last kids' cartoon on my list. So let's see if Jordan breaks.
I have one more on mine, but yeah.
All right, let's see if Jordan breaks this combo with his number four. What do you got?
I got a twofer for my number four because they're a pair. Joker and Harley Quinn.
Whoa! Is there like a? Is there like a particular one? Because there's a lot of different iterations.
All of the above, mainly just because it's a... I used to like them. I used to like them a lot. But it's just a case of fans ruining the band. And they've just been shoved down. They are an integral part of every single Batman story these days. And like I'm over it. It's oversaturation. I'm done with it.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm gonna agree with that.
I don't
like. There's a lot of interesting versions. It's just there's so damn many.
The '90s cartoon Harley Quinn and Joker, Mark Hamill Joker. Like in my mind, Mark Hamill's the fucking Joker. You know, it's just But yo, you're I don't know. I've been getting ads on my Instagram for the DC Universe bullshit. And I'm wondering if it's worth paying for, because the Harley Quinn Villain Girls cartoon actually looks like it might be funny. But I don't want to pay for that just to watch that one cartoon.
But you saying yeah. that is exactly what Jordan just said. It's just become such an integral part. They're using Harley to push the DC Universe channel.
Right. But she's just so dumb.
She is a doctor, sir.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. It's very forced. Don't make me question it or answer that question.
Yeah. It's odd.
That being said,
I'm just fucking over it. Like, I'm and by extension, I'm kind of over Batman too. Like, there's this couple that shops at my store, and they have got to be on like some kind of, I don't know, like, I can't even think of a funny name to describe it in a joke form. Like, I just feel like this couple that comes in my store is greatly, incredibly obsessed with Batman, Joker, and Harley Quinn, because everything they wear when they come in has to do with Batman. Like, they either have Batman t-shirts, there's Batman tennis shoes, they have Batman wallets. One of their hairs dyed green like the Joker. Like, it's... And they're very nice, but like I when they walk in, I'm like, they've got to be fucking as Joker and Harley Quinn inside their house. Like, there's no way that they're not.
So is it as bad as me and my Viking shit?
Yes.
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, well, Jordan wasn't answering fast enough.
I don't know the extent of your Viking shit. Like, I mean, like, I've not seen you walk into a store with a fucking three-eyed raven.
But he damn well better now.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out how to lose an eye.
I don't know why you'd need to figure that out. It's very easy.
No, it just sounds like it hurts. Like, you know, if I fucking cut my own eye out with a knife and fucking throw it in a pot of water so I can fucking see everything. This just seems weird.
Yes.
You know what?
Vikings seems like it would work. You should do it.
One more quick thing about Joker and Harley. So this goes back to Reddit. I subscribe to the cringe subreddit.
Ooh.
It, just for when I'm feeling too good about the world, I like to go on there and be like, oh, shit. A lot of these people who are way into him, like, model their relationships after Joker and Harley, like, oh, she's my Harley. And it's like, this is not a relationship anyone should be modeling any relationship over. This is a very abusive relationship. Harley and
Joker relationship is a very toxic one.
Literally try to kill each other multiple
times. Yeah. So my ex-wife wanted to name our first daughter Harley Quinn.
What is she, Kevin Smith?
Did he name his daughter that?
Yes.
Yeah, Harley Quinn Smith.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's Kevin Smith. I mean, I don't know. I will not fucking question him naming his children. I'll question other things. He's made a few questionable movies.
And those giant jean shorts. My hell. Hold on. Keep talking. I'll show you.
So I watched Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
How was it?
It was didn't definitely it feel, the old school Kevin Smith movie. That
didn't it feel funny. Dated?
I think it felt dated on purpose, though.
See, I can't decide if it felt dated on purpose or if it felt dated because it's like locked into that humor. Like, if this movie came out in 2001, like, it would have been hilarious because, it was that same type of humor. But when you watch the film, there is that, like, that fourth wall commentary of growing with your audience, right? And like progressing with how things have progressed in the world. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I think you can make a strong case that it was that way on purpose. And I would believe it.
It was totally that way on purpose, because the whole they made comments through the movie, that the fourth wall breaks through the movie was totally that they're doing this on purpose.
Two things about that movie. That mall, I used to hang out at that mall. So I used to be an actual mall rat at that mall.
Whoa.
Yeah. The mall at the beginning where Brody's comic book store was.
That wasn't in Jersey?
No, that was in New Orleans, called the Esplanade Mall. Look it up.
Oh, wow.
It even says Esplanade. That's the big sign of the mall in the film.
I just assumed it was in Jersey because I got a buddy in the Coast Guard that grew up in that fucking town.
No, it got a...
He used to fucking hang out at the goddamn Quick Stop.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually wouldn't hang out at that Quick Stop too. That movie was filmed in New Orleans.
Your friend wasn't in the Coast Guard, was he?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay. All right. That would just be a fucking weird, weird goddamn coincidence. All right, who's next?
Me! It's me! My number three! Okay, remember when I said that was my last one from a kid's show?
Yeah.
Yeah, you lied.
I lied. This is more of a kid's movie, though. And there's two iterations of it. And this character is a piece of shit in both of those. My number three is Grandpa Joe from Charlie and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa, that almost made my list.
Yes!
That almost made my list.
Who knows how many years, and then jumping up.
Like, oh, like, I'm going to lay in bed, have my family serve me for like 20 or 30 years or more. And then, oh, candy factory tour, hot dog, gonna jump up and dance a jig. No, F you, Grandpa Joe. That's not how that's not the way the world works. Why wouldn't Charlie take his mom or his dad?
Has literally anyone read the else. Book? Has yes. anyone read the book? Is it the same in the book, too?
I don't remember. I read it in like third grade. I just wanted to say that I read the book.
I haven't. I need to.
Roald Dahl makes some fantastic books, though, so I'll give it that. However, I do not like Grandpa Joe. Anyone who does like Grandpa Joe is wrong. And that's all I'm going to say about Grandpa Joe. Josh, what's your number three?
Scrappy motherfucking do.
It's a good one.
I hate Scrappy. He's a piece of shit. He's worthless. He just fucks everything up. He's not even comic relief, though.
Yeah, he's comic relief in a show that's already full of comic reliefs, which makes it unnecessary.
Well, I mean...
So I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, by the way.
Yeah. That whole Scooby-Doo series with Scrappy jumped the shark, but, you know. I mean...
I actually never really hated Scrappy. I never understood the hate.
I have a character like that, and I'm not saying anything in case he might be on someone's list, but we'll put a pin in that for later.
All right. But I just fucking hate Scrappy. Scrappy can... You know what?
That being said...
Scrappy should be put on the fucking... in the 101 Dalmatians movie and turned into a coat.
The Jesus. Only cool iteration of Scrappy, I feel, is the Scrappy and Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
I've never read that.
Big, beefy Scrappy.
But is he a douchebag? Because Scrappy's a fucking Napoleonic douchebag.
A few times, yes, but I feel like that's the coolest iteration. Not the best, but the coolest. Like, he still sucks.
Robbie, say that word again.
What?
Coolest.
That's why.
I will say
coolest.
I just want to point out that
now he's self-conscious. You fucked with him too much, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
So I will say I do think it's genius that because of all the Scrappy hate that they made him the villain in the live-action film.
Yes,
I thought that was fucking genius.
I was gonna say, despite all the hate, he did get his comeuppance, and I couldn't think of a better villain for that movie. I was so happy. Like, I've never been happy to see Scrappy, and there he was. Like, yeah.
I like how Mr. Bean was the villain, and then it was a fake Mr. Bean.
I should watch that movie again. I haven't seen it for far too long.
Yeah,
the written by James Gunn.
I never even saw the second one.
The second one was complete garbage.
Yeah, the second one wasn't as good.
Damn.
Yeah, but the second one was just like, fuck.
I mean, they hired Seth Green for the second one.
I like Seth Green.
Yeah. The only good role he ever has been was the fat kid and Family Guy.
Seth Green's a comical genius.
He was in the original It.
Was he really?
He made robots.
Yeah, he was Richie Tozier.
Yeah, I like Seth Green. I'm just being a dick.
He was the douchebag and Can't Hardly Wait. He was Scott Evil, sir.
Scott Evil?
Scotty Evil. From Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
How dare you? All right, who just went? Was that Josh?
It was me.
Yeah.
All right, Robbie, what's your number three?
Johnny Test.
I don't know who that is.
I know Johnny Test. It's just a stupid show about... It's basically a Dexter's Lab ripoff, but his older sisters are the
smart
geniuses, and he tests it out. But it's so stupid. And the theme song's just like...
What the fuck was that?
Someone in the universe agreeing with Robbie? Is the title a purposeful play on the name Johnny Quest?
No. I don't know.
No, it's not. It's just, I disagree with Robbie on this. I think Johnny Test is a wonderful character. But, no, it's a great show, and he's a great character. So, Robbie's wrong. Even though, don't make that fucking cringe face to me, Robbie.
I don't like that show.
Why does his sister look exactly like Dexter?
Because it's like, it's Cartoon Network making fun of their own shows, is what it is.
Oh, is it?
Kinda, yeah.
Wait, that was a Cartoon Network show?
What's happening?
Yeah.
What is happening? What is?
Oh, sorry. That was me.
Yeah, his sisters are twins, and they both kind of Dexterish type characters, and they may also be murderous like Dexter is too. I'm pretty sure both Dexters have killed motherfuckers.
Now, again, a repeat of last week. I'm just saying. There's some good hentai of his sisters. In case anyone's keeping tabs. Anyway.
Remind me to tell, to mention something about a quasi-modern cartoon show when we're done.
All right.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to write this down, otherwise I will forget. How do you spell quasi? Never mind, I got it.
K W A S E Y E.
No.
Quasi.
It's the hunchback back guy.
Modo.
Quasi Modo.
Quasimodo?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah, so Q U.
No, Q U, man.
Anyways.
Jordan, what's your number three?
Oh man, should I go with a controversial one or should I go with a funny one?
I feel like for number three, you should definitely go funny.
Funny? All right. A motherfucking dog from Duck Hunt. That dog is a goddamn asshole.
That is a fantastic choice.
When you try your hardest to shoot those goddamn ducks out of the fucking air, out of the 8-bit air on your old tube television, and this dog comes up from behind the fucking bushes and giggles at you and then disappears. And then the audacity of Nintendo to not allow me to shoot that goddamn dog in the face.
So there's an emulator where you can shoot the fucking dog.
He knows what he did.
Jordan has a really good point. Of all the characters mentioned so far on all of our lists, only one I've literally tried to shoot.
Fuck that dog. I didn't even think about video games, period.
Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Wow. That's a good choice. Now I'm curious to see what your number one and two are. I thought you said it wasn't.
What?
Because I didn't even think about that kind of fiction.
Anyway, my number, what are we on, two?
Yeah. Dose.
So my number two actually comes from Star Wars.
Oh.
So.
It better be Kylo Ren.
I love Kylo Ren. Why would I put him on my list?
Wait, are we on number two? Yeah, because I'm the end of
I hate Kylo Ren, but he didn't make my top four list, so.
I think Kylo Ren's great. No, this surpasses all other potentially hateable Star Wars characters. And what it is those two battle droids on the Star Destroyer that R2-D2 fights in episode 3. Do you guys even remember this part? It was the super battle droids, the beefy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, these were super battle droids. They were supposed to be terrifying, just monstrous killing machines. I don't know who made the creative decision to make them talk like 3-year-olds. Like, R2 makes a noise and they're like, "What that? Oh, that nothing. Get back to work." I'm like, why are they talking like an idiot? I don't know why, but ever since the first time I saw episode 3, that scene, those two characters, just a deep, passionate hatred for them.
Fuck. Did Jar Jar make anyone's list?
Oh, shit, not I mine. Forgot about Jar Jar.
No, that's my character who I agreed with Jordan about not hating Scrappy. I have nothing wrong with Jar Jar. Because I knew it was going to come up, and thank you for bringing it up. Jar Jar
is
fine.
No, I forgot about him until you mentioned this.
Yeah, no,
talking like 3-year-olds.
Jar Jar talking like a Gungan.
No. Someone
had to program language into these droids. I just can't wrap my mind around whatever decisions were made both creatively and mechanically. Stupid, and I hate it. Said it's a wonderful move.
All
right, Josh, you're number two.
George. I know he was made to be hated, and it worked. I don't like George. No, Seinfeld.
Wait, I love George. George Costanza?
Yeah, George Costanza is a fucking dick. He pisses me off.
I like how you just assumed we knew what George, like, when you said George, I was like, of the jungle?
my first thought was Curious.
I fucking hate Curious George. He's a piece of, you know what, I'm changing my Georges. Curious George is a fucking piece of shit. I fucking hate Curious George. He is reckless, he's inconsiderate, and he fucking sucks. You know what? I like George Costanza now. Fuck Curious George.
At least Jack Johnson makes good music for that show.
That aside, I think the guy with the fucking cowboy hat should put George in that hat and fucking beat him with a stick.
I'm pretty sure it's not a cowboy hat, but sure.
It's a big yellow hat.
It is a cowboy hat. It's a ridiculous hat. You know what? Fuck the guy with the fucking yellow suit and the white cowboy hat.
It's a yellow hat. His name is the man in the yellow hat.
Okay, whatever. And George is so inconsiderate, he doesn't even fucking learn his name.
That's a good point.
George is a piece of shit. Curious George sucks. And George Costanza sucks too, but, you know, I'm on a rant now.
This is obvious.
and you want to be my latex salesman.
What?
Come on, man. Learn how to Seinfeld.
It's a show about nothing.
Well, so is this.
Oh. Don't tell NBC.
Did I ever show you the screenshot I took from Hulu back when Seinfeld was on Hulu? You know how they have like super specific categories for certain blocks of like curated TV shows and movies?
Yeah.
Looks like. Yeah, there was one that was like shows that are about something, and the first thing was Seinfeld, and I took a picture of it, and I'm like, I fucking see what you did, Hulu.
Okay, first of all, I just panicked because you said back when Seinfeld was on Hulu, and I was like, is it not anymore? I just checked, it is. It still is.
So this is back when it first came on Hulu.
Okay. Ooh, I love Seinfeld. That's like my number two show of all time.
Yeah, it's a decent show.
It hasn't aged very well at all, because most of the problems of every episode can be solved with a cell phone.
Well, I mean, the 90s have not aged very well.
Yeah. What? Okay. I was talking yesterday to Chloe about this. Why the hell did we use laugh tracks for so long? Or at all? I mean, I know why, like, shows filmed in front of a live studio audience, that made sense. But Seinfeld was not one of these shows.
Was it not? I thought it was.
Parts of it were. I just remembered a fun fact about Seinfeld, because Kramer's entrances got longer and longer, because when he would slide in, everybody would cheer, and it really threw him off. So I'm the jackass. I feel like I just answered my own question.
Okay, good.
Jordan, wait. Who just went? We got number... Yeah, Jordan, you're number two.
No,
it's Robbie.
It's Robbie.
I thought Robbie was before.
My number two.
Oh,
no,
man.
I'm the fourth.
Jordan's last today.
I know, I thought Robbie went. Go, Robbie, what's your number two?
Annoying Orange.
What? Oh! Good choice!
You know what I'm talking about, obviously.
It's annoying as shit. The Annoying Orange? It was like one of the first YouTube shows, like way back.
Oh!
The stupid orange with the mouth?
Yeah, and it makes terrible puns and is just awful.
That's a deep cut, Robbie. I like that. That's a good choice.
I think terrible puns.
Yeah, but you're not orange.
He just makes it worse.
I just gotta say, Robbie.
Wait.
Robbie, I just want you to know, secretly, I've been making those annoying orange videos for years just for you.
Hey, Jordan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. I missed something funny.
Really funny. Also, you looked really concerned right before you left.
It's because all of you guys froze, and I'm like, uh-oh. Oh, no, it's me.
Yeah, we heard the uh-oh, and then the very concerned look on your face, and it made me laugh, and then Josh said something funny. Anyway. I mean, good choice on the Annoying Orange. I actually haven't watched enough of it to comment on it, because I hate it so much. So, well done.
It's terrible. For some reason, my little siblings watched like a lot of it, like at some point.
What? I'm gonna fucking ground them.
I don't know why. Like, I walked in like the living room at some day, and they were just watching it. I'm like, why?
Wait. Did you say at Sunday or at some day?
Someday.
I don't think that answers his question.
Yes. Josh, you're number two.
I did my number two.
Jordan.
Jordan's turn.
See, right. Here's what happened. Jordan left, and when he came back, his picture moved to the other side of the screen. Now I'm completely thrown off.
All right.
I don't have live video of Jordan anymore.
Oh, I do. Jordan, don't fix anything. This is clearly Josh's problem.
All right.
No. What'd you do? It came back.
I told you not to fix anything.
I just wanted to see Jordan's pretty face.
Aw. Well, you're gonna take that back after I say my number two, because I know you and Robbie aren't gonna be happy with me.
Ooh, this might be my favorite one.
You ready?
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Woo! I don't have it on my list, but this makes me really happy.
No, I like Deadpool, but
got him.
I don't like him enough to defend him. So, that's where it is.
Before I expand on the subject, I will give Jordan a chance to expand on his subject.
Oh, no, like, I just, I was never really into the character, and then he blew up in popularity just because he started to break the fourth wall and say chimichangas a lot, and he started to become this zany character. And I was also not reading comic books at the time, so I will probably say a lot of this is chalked up to the fact that I wasn't reading comic books whenever his character became, like, super popular. Had I been reading comic books around that time, I probably would have been into it, and I probably would be a Deadpool fan. But to be honest with you, like, I kind of just don't care.
You know what I really hate about Deadpool? Is the cosplayers at conventions. I'm tired of them.
So, can I say, like, the one thing I do enjoy is, of the Deadpool fandom, is the Deadpool cosplayers. Because I like their fun interactions with other cosplayers. Like, I'm like, okay, we're all here, we're all having fun, and at least Deadpool is a comical enough character to where you can go and have those interactions at those conventions. So, like, yeah. That I'm fine with. But, like, I still just don't understand.
So with... I'm gonna be a dick.
Yay!
With the Deadpool cosplayers, the Fat Pool guys.
Yeah, you're a dick.
Yeah, I'm a dick. Never mind. I'm just gonna leave it there.
How dare you?
But I think that the cosplayers are fucking awesome. Like seriously, I really do. They're fun. When I went to the Comic-Con in Denver, the Deadpool cosplayers were some of the funnest fucking cosplayers we ran into.
So I feel like what the difference here is you guys have seen the cosplayers in real life, in person, and I've just seen, like, montages of them, and maybe that's why I'm sick of them.
And I think the character, I understand what the character is.
Yeah.
A joke?
He is. He is literally a fucking joke.
Yeah.
So Marvel came out with Wolverine. DC came out with freaking...
Lobo.
Lobo to make fun of Wolverine. And then... So... what's... Deathshot?
Deathstroke.
And so Deadpool was Marvel's answer to that, making fun of Deathstroke. So, you know, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever. Like I said, I can take him or leave him. I think his movies are fun.
Yeah,
his interactions on the Spider-Man cartoon are pretty fun. But, meh. I've never bought one of his comic books because
I have at least
really one. Don't care.
And I'm going to be getting a Funko Pop of him soon.
Oh.
It's being delivered at some point with a Baby Yoda Funko or the child.
It's being delivered by the child? Because that'd be really cool. Yeah.
With a child. Robbie's about to be a father.
Congratulations!
Wait, he just said earlier he didn't have a girlfriend.
It's 2020, Jordan.
Alright, that's fair. That's fair. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on any toes here.
Alright, we ready for my number one?
Yeah. Giant honorable mentions first.
Yes. I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. And the weird thing is my honorable mention is the exact example that Jordan used in the group text. Because my honorable mention is Prince Joffrey from Game of Thrones. That being said, he was hated on purpose. But holy hot damn, did I hate him. But it just means he did a good job. He was the most hateable character, possibly ever. He's terrible. I hated him. But I was supposed to. That's why he's an honorable mention. So, that's why I go on that one. Anyway, my number one, coming back to a very popular franchise.
Do you have a, wait, do you not have an honorable mention?
I just did my honorable mention.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I was texting somebody.
It was Prince Joffrey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I'm on board.
Hey, wait. That's a coffee shop at fucking Disney World.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I hate their coffee, too, because of him.
It killed a lot of people in Game of Thrones.
Just to make that coffee at Disney World.
Made from their blood. Anyway, my number one, a character named Willie Scott.
Willie Scott.
What the fuck Willie Scott.
I'll tell you who Willie Scott is, because once I say who it is, you're all going to be like, oh.
Wait a minute. It's not Groundskeeper Willie, is it?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
I love Groundskeeper Willie.
I will punch my child.
Willie Scott is Kate Capshaw's character in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, I knew that. Damn it.
And she is far and away, like, streets above anyone else on my list, and has been for years, as my number one most hated fictional character, because holy hot shit did she bring down that entire movie for me.
Yeah, and what she sucked.
Just screaming and complaining and whining the whole time. Just such a hateful character that I guess we were supposed to feel bad for. And what the cherry on top of this is, somehow during the making of this movie, while watching that day in, day out, over and over and over, Steven Spielberg decided that she was wife material? Why? Because he went and married Kate Capshaw after that. And still married to this day, as far as I know. So good for them. That being said, I wouldn't have married her. Maybe she's good in other movies, but man, I hated Willie Scott with just every fiber of my being. Because of her, Temple of Doom is far and away my least favorite Indiana Jones movie.
And which is sad, because it's the, last one is the most hated one worldwide, and I really fucking enjoyed that one.
I liked Crystal Skull.
I need to go back and rewatch that one. I want to know how that one aged 10 years after.
But see, the people that fucking hated Crystal Skull, I've never read Indiana Jones comic book. They've never fucking picked one up.
I didn't know there were Indiana Jones comic books. But
they're fucking bizarre, dude.
I did read some of the young Indiana Jones, like, children's books. Do you remember those?
Uh-huh.
Like, back before Goosebumps was a thing?
I had never read one, but I remember them being a thing.
I remember the TV series.
There was the TV series I want to go back and rewatch, because I tried to watch it and couldn't get into it, but
is that on Disney Plus?
It's not on Disney Plus, no. God. But it's on DVD. And when it aired on TV, some episodes were like little kid Henry Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Jones Jr. And then some of the episodes were young adult, like late teenage, early 20s, Henry Jones Jr.
Right, right.
And they were intermixed between, but whenever it was released on DVD, instead of releasing seasons, they released volumes, and they put them all in chronological, they took all the episodes out of episode order and put them in chronological order for the DVD release.
Oh, that's cool.
So the first entire box set is nothing but child Indiana Jones.
Huh.
That's pretty neat.
I mean, my first, my first young Indiana Jones introduction is, I think, everybody's, Joaquin Phoenix.
River?
River Phoenix. Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Wow. That was bad. You know what? Fucking mark this and cut that out.
No, I'm leaving it in.
No. Mark it, cut it out. Wahlberg.
What?
Never mind.
And Josh, as long as you're talking, say you're number one.
America.
What?
I do not like Captain America.
What?
He fucking annoys me so bad.
I don't agree with this at all.
I don't give a shit. I do not like Captain America. He's just so...
good?
That's a smug. Too good.
I mean,
too
yeah.
fucking good. You know, he annoys me. He fucking annoys me. Like the scene when he picks up Thor's hammer was fucking awesome. That was
yeah, it was. Oh my gosh! But, if you said anything negative about that scene, I was gonna kick you off the podcast right now.
No, it's my podcast.
I have the record button.
Anyways, no, that scene. There are scenes where he's fucking great, but the character overall, I just don't like the overall character.
You know, he's not one of my favorite characters. That being said, two of his movies are easily in my top five Marvel movies.
One of his movies is in my top five.
It's Winter Soldier, isn't it?
Yes.
Winter Soldier is like one of the best movies.
It's my number one Marvel movie, actually.
It's incredible.
But it's not about him.
Exactly. That's why it's so good. Like you can take Steve Rogers out and put any guy in, and it's practically the same movie.
That's what made The Dark Knight so great. Batman didn't even need to be in it. It's just a really good crime movie.
Which, you know, I mean, the next Spawn movie that's not going to happen ever, apparently, good. Is Spawn is a background character.
Spawn could have made my list. I'm sorry.
I feel like, you know, thinking about it now, the only reason it's not on my list is because I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's really not that cool. He was cool at the time, but man, he just bleeds 90s, and I don't want that.
But Captain America is fucking boring. The character is fucking boring. Now, the action scenes in the movies...
fantastic.
The action scenes are great. Would I go out and buy a Captain America comic book, though? No?
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely fucking not.
Oh, don't you worry. You don't have to worry about him showing up in the MCU anymore.
He got old and died.
He did not die. He never died.
He's retired.
He did get old, though.
Okay. Robbie, you're both right.
But he did pass the shield on. So now we have a new Captain America.
And so Falcon is Captain America? I'm really looking forward to that.
Technically, he's not Captain America. They found a new Captain America, and that's what the whole series is based around.
New Captain America.
What?
Who's new Captain America?
Some other guy. Like, I don't know. You'll see when it comes out.
But he passed the shield on to Falcon.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the point.
I'm confused now.
Oh, geez.
What the fuck? I was looking forward to that.
I don't quote me on this. I know that in the show, there's a guy who, like, also claimed the Captain America mantle. And they're like, but Falcon's...
If we're working...
John towards... Walker. That's his name. John Walker. But, hold on. Zombie. What?
You know, if we're working towards freaking Dark Avengers... I would accept that. But.
There's a lot of people named John Walker. I just want the comic book character. Oh, yeah. Found it. So his comic book character is called U.S. Agent.
Oh, yes. Yes. That. I've seen it.
Yeah, so
it's in one of my comic books. So yes, that is comic book accurate in a way.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be weird.
I'm excited for it.
US Agent is kind of an asshole.
Sounds like a bad guy.
No, he's good. He's just kind of grumpy.
I mean,
so according to the Falcon and Winter Soldier Wikipedia page, John Walker is a militaristic successor to Captain America created by the U.S. government. There you go.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be the next movies.
No, these are going to be the shows. The Falcon and Winter Soldier show on Disney Plus.
When's that coming out?
I don't know.
There's like a little preview of like box already for it. And it should say the day it's coming out on that.
I don't know. Anyway, Robbie, what's your number one?
The whole cast of Teen Titans Go.
You know what? You're fucking grounded, motherfucker.
I don't. No. It's just another show I really despise.
You fucking stand up right now and go stick your nose in the corner.
Go to your goddamn room.
Episodes that are good. Only three.
No, only all of them. So I was bitching on text the other day. Tell me you're going to go stand in the corner.
My bed's been bugging me.
Your bed's been bugging you? You got bed bugs?
No.
Wait.
The sheet's just been off.
But do you have extra prayer flags up on your ceiling?
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Anyways.
What's happening?
Anyways, so remember last week when I was bitching about the new Thundercats series?
It was 3 days ago. I guess it was last week. Yes.
Yeah, it was last week.
Shut up, John.
So there was a whole Teen Titans Go episode where they hated the new fucking Thundercats series, and they went to fix it. And it was a whole crossover thing. And it was fucking hilarious.
Oh no. Do I have to watch this?
Yeah, you really should.
Because I'm going to disagree with Robbie. I think the characters in Teen Titans Go are great. I like the characters. I think they're underutilized and the show is trash.
But the whole show point of the show is making fun of the original Teen Titans show.
Maybe that's the aspect I'm missing because I never watched the original.
And it's full of fucking pop culture. Like they make fun of Disney. They make fun of Warner Brothers. They make fun of Back to the Future, Transformers.
Stan Lee had a cameo in the movie.
Yeah.
No, he did. Yeah. But
you know, it's just. I think it's a great series. I think the characters are great, and I think Robbie's wrong.
Well, it's not the first time.
How many Transformers do you have, dude?
These? Also, there goes Alan Parrish.
Wait, no, we're not doing show and tell right now. Josh, did you do your number one?
Yes, I did. It was Captain America, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's why I blocked it out. All right, so we're down to Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan.
All right, my honorable mention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my honorable mention, Giuseppe.
Son of a bitch. He didn't mean that, Giuseppe.
No, I fucking meant it. You fucking tell him I meant every goddamn word of it.
No.
I'm telling you right now, I mean every goddamn. You no. Do nothing. I've never seen your face. I don't even know if you exist. You've never done anything for me.
I'm really
been on this show for over 3 goddamn years now. So Giuseppe, you can go fuck right the hell off.
He's crying. You made him cry.
Good.
Giuseppe, don't take this personally. I'm just glad that nobody said anything about Dimitri.
Don't. No. I just want Giuseppe to know, Giuseppe, all the money that you send to Jordan, right up his nose, spends it on cocaine. Don't you worry. He's just ranting. He's raving right now.
I've never received a penny from him.
Now he's the liar. Giuseppe, it's okay. Well, he's just telling fibs now. This is slander, Jordan.
I don't even have anything to prove that I'm not getting paid from him. That's how much money I'm not getting paid from him.
What?
Never made my cat puke.
Well, say that again.
Giuseppe's never made my cat puke. Jordan has.
Yeah, and you know what?
Jordan's cat, bad guy here.
Threw up a hairball, and if that cat didn't throw up a hairball, she could have suffocated. So you're welcome, whiskey. Save her life.
Yeah, it's totally. Yeah, you know what? Whiskey's my most hated.
Whiskey's.
Whatever it takes.
That's a drink.
But whiskey's real.
It's okay. What?
No, it's not. No, it's not. I want you to know that I fucking hate you, Giuseppe. Every ounce of your godforsaken body. I don't wish death on
This does not sound like an honorable mention.
He's just curled up on the floor crying.
Oh, it's an honorable mention whenever I get to my number one.
Worse than Giuseppe? You're not number one. You didn't even make the list, Giuseppe. He's smiling now. He's fine with this. He didn't make the list.
He made list-ish.
Yeah, he's not in your top four.
Yeah, because he's that bad. How, like, you have to be that bad to not make my list.
Well, I didn't make your list.
Oh. Yeah, and?
Oh, what's your number one?
This is one that I'm actually supposed to hate, so I'm, like, canonically supposed to hate this character.
Uh-huh.
But I think this is the worst character in the entire series of the franchise that I'm about to mention. And it's goddamn Dolores Umbridge from Harry Potter. I've Ooh. Never wanted to throat punch a fictional character more than this bitch from Harry Potter.
Yeah, I've only seen
Isn't
some
that
of
the ghost girl?
No, that's Moaning Myrtle.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I've forgotten.
There's a character named Moaning Myrtle?
Yeah, and she's in the bathrooms at Universal Studios. It's weird. Anyway,
there's a moaning girl in the bathrooms.
And she talks.
It's crying.
Yeah, there's a little girl crying in the bathroom.
What you're thinking of.
Anyway.
Jesus, that's still creepy.
Back to Dolores Umbridge. I don't have a vast knowledge of Harry Potter. Jordan is absolutely right. She is the worst.
I don't remember that one.
What?
Probably a good thing.
Jordan, tell us why you hate her.
Oh, she just kind of comes in and usurps power and becomes like dictator of the school. And she's essentially dead set on ghosting all of the children into, especially like Harry, Hermione, and Ron Weasley, like gaslighting them, not ghosting, but gaslighting them into, no, that's not what you saw. Like, no, that's totally what we saw. And then she goes and like slanders them and then punishes them whenever they're like, no, we totally saw what we saw. And they're like, no, you didn't. Also, you're going to have to like torture yourself.
Yeah, she. Now that you described that, I remember. She was just. Bleh.
Can we talk about her smug face? She always had that stupid smile.
She also has a very like annoying ass, like chuckle.
I don't remember the chuckle.
Yeah,
but
she would. She would say something like, or she would kind of do like, like.
Oh yeah,
like a cocky.
This is a fantastic choice. But again, we were supposed to.
I totally forgot about that character.
So how good was the actress for pulling that off that you hated her that much? Because I think,
yeah, no, she was She was awful.
In the best way.
Right, like I was supposed to hate her, right? Like canonically, I was like I hated her more than the main villain, which was Voldemort.
Don't say his name.
What, Voldemort?
No.
Why do you not want me to say Voldemort?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
That's even more bad luck.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
God damn it.
Oh, God.
Let's just have a whole monster mash.
Candyman.
No, that one, no.
No, he can stay the fuck out of this party. So I forgot my
Candyman.
I don't like that I'm genuinely nervous right now.
My genuine honorable mentions. Like okay, but
don't
fuck the Bible shit. Whatever. Sure. But any character that Ben Affleck plays, I hate.
Because that's not Argo was really good.
No, listen to me. Listen
Argo
to me.
Great.
My introduction to Ben Affleck was Mallrats.
And he was great in that. He played an asshole.
Right, and so in my fucking stupid mind.
Oh, okay.
He's that character always. Like Batman.
I loved Batman. Batman.
Actually, his Batman wasn't terrible.
Batman was really good. Stuck in the shitty
movie. I'm really fucking disappointed that he fired himself.
I know, right? But I feel like Robert Pattinson will be fine. He's got a strong jawline.
But he refuses to work out to be Batman.
Good. Keep it real.
Anyways, it's just I hated that character so bad that everything Ben Affleck plays, I just fucking see him.
I don't agree with you.
I'm not asking you to.
Fine, because good, because I'm not. Can we just end the episode on like this weird, this weird feeling in the air right now?
George texting. Robert
no.
Confused.
Me Jake. just no. Josh is being an asshole.
You want me to be an asshole? I'll fucking turn into an asshole.
And on that note. Here's this note.
Yeah.
Candyman.
No!
Condition was in.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.